Talking to Washington folks, and they were mentioning the talent of your team, and I know you mentioned on Monday, if we kept going, the reason I didn't want to go for two, if we kept going, I thought we were the better team.
Uh-huh.
Where do you put your talent in terms of, you know, I know you watch a lot of people wrestling.
Yeah.
Where do you think you guys are in terms of that?
I don't know. You know, I have to spend a lot of time to evaluate the rest of the league. I do that really week to week, but you know, I'm excited about the players we have in this building. I think we got a lot of guys who can help us right now, and I think there's a lot of guys who are going to be a big part of our future here too. So I'm excited about the guys we have. I always want to improve and keep getting better, but I think we got more talent than what we've shown so far.
What did you like about coaching Kirk Cousins, and what do you admire about him today?
Just the way he plays the game. You know, he's a talented guy who works at it and very tough and accurate and very solid quarterback.
And his interpretation of the whole 2012 with you guys taking a quarterback at number two was that you would develop him and then possibly trade him down the line. Was that the intent, and was that communicated to him that he might end up being, you know, trade bait?
I don't think that was necessarily it. You know, we thought he was very good, so we thought that would eventually could help us. But I remember we went into that draft knowing we wanted to take two quarterbacks, and after we made the trade, we knew who we were going to take with the second pick in the draft. And actually, our goal was we were going to take Russell Wilson in the fourth round, knowing that we were going to what type of offense we were going to run, and we wanted to pair some guys with that. But he went before that, and we had Kirk ranked high, and he was there in the fourth. He fell that far, so we thought it made a lot of sense for the organization.
Describe his presence at the line of scrimmage.
Good. Yeah, Kirk is very poised and pretty locked in everything he does, and plays the position very well.
Is he playing the position now like you would have had him play it had you guys stayed around there? Just from a style standpoint, what you would ask of him?
Yes, I believe so. You know, I think he's been playing pretty consistently for the last few years. So, I mean, he looks to me the same way he always has.
Similarities between he and Hoyer?
Yeah, I think they're similar type guys. You know, the style of how they play. Guys who are pocket passers who can both throw. Guys who you're not going to design a huge run game around them making plays with their legs. So I think they're similar style quarterbacks.
Cousins, back in the offseason when you guys made the move you made, whether it was trades, the adding draft picks for next year, things like that, if you do indeed want to address a quarterback next offseason, do you feel good about the options you created for yourself?
Yes, I feel like we've created that in every situation. I think that's one of the reasons that we were so excited to come here. You know, when you go to a team that has that much salary cap room, has that many draft picks, I knew we had to really improve it, you know, before I came, you know, playing against us, you know, last year and just studying it on tape. So I knew we were going to have to add some resources, and what made this such an enticing spot is we have the ability to do that from a salary cap standpoint and draft picks. So it was exciting.
It's a weird time because this team's 0-5. Obviously, the goal is to win. I mean, that's what the NFL is about. But when you talk about salary cap, finding those right players, is it a unique opportunity for you as a head coach to also find out what some of that talent is on your roster more so than if you guys were 5-0?
Definitely. I mean, it's everything that, you know, you're always carrying two thoughts. I mean, you always want to win right now, but you don't want to do it at the expense of hurting yourself over time. So it's it is a long season. I mean, it's what's the best for you throughout 16 games, and what's the best that when you're done with 16 games, that's going to make you better for the next year. So you try to take everything into account. We are going through a lot this year, and we're going to find out a lot about our guys. You know, I definitely not happy about being 0-5. We're going to find out a lot about our guys, regardless just athletically and how talented they are and what they can handle throughout the year. But more than anything, especially where we're at right now, being 0-5, you find out the type of people you're dealing with. You know, a lot of people can fool you when you're 5-0. You know, everybody's happy, everybody's perfect. It's very easy to do everything. When you're 0-5, a lot of true colors come out with people, and you get to find out the guys who you want to go to war with and the guys who are going to be a part of turning this thing around.
Like a lot of one-on-ones with guys that may be concerned, or do you just kind of do you meet with the leadership council every week?
No, I don't. I do everything just for when I think it's necessary. You know, I don't have like an exact, hey, I'm going to do this every Monday. I try to look at each situation for what it is, and You know, a lot of one-on-ones, you know, I think when it's needed is very good. I think I'm a guy that I think our players feel they could very easily come to me and communicate with. And anytime I want to talk to a player, it's I don't hesitate to do it. But I also am a guy who sees a lot better than I hear. And I watch how people handle themselves, not only just on tape, but around the building, on planes, at practice. It's very hard when you call someone in to have a one-on-one with a head coach. It usually goes pretty good. It's usually a good conversation. I don't always like to go based totally off conversations. I've been hustled before plenty of times. I see better than I hear. So I like to watch people's actions. And of course, if there's something I need to talk to someone about, I don't hesitate. But I'm saying it over and over again now, but I say it over and over again to our players too. I see better than I hear.
With the air quality today, is that going to impact any of the practice in terms of, would you curtail it at all if it gets worse?
Probably not. You know, we need to practice. We need to go through there. You know, hopefully our guys can handle it. I think they'll be able to. But, you know, I think it's pretty important to get all the reps in practice.
With Ruben coming back today, what's going to go into this decision on whether or not you play Sunday? And how does Ray Armstrong's play over the last couple weeks maybe impact your thinking there?
Ray's gotten better each week, which I've been very excited about Ray for that. You know, he's been working hard. He always plays hard. But when you play hard and it's important to you, most guys do get better with reps, and Ray has done that. As far as with Ruben and even Eric, you know, we're not going in set with, hey, they're going to do this or they're going to do that. We're really not sure. You know, they've looked good at doing the rehab stuff, but you really never know about these guys until they get out in team drills and not just individual, but are moving in, with 22 guys out there. So I'm really trying not to decide until I can see with my own eyes today. And when we see how they move around, then we'll make our decisions. Of course, you don't want when guys miss the time that they have, which they're both, I think, of around a month. It's very tough from a football conditioning standpoint just to throw them into the fire. So even if they do look great, I got to be smart with that. But I'm also going to watch how they move.
Confident, or do you believe that they'll be able to get out of team drills today?
I do believe they'll get out today. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure of that. And that's why I'm kind of really holding any judgment until I can see how they move with my own eyes.
A few years removed now from your time in Washington. Just thinking back to that, how did it maybe impact or help your development to get you where you are now?
I think it was crucial, you know, but before I went there, you know, everything had been very easy. I had been in some good situations. I had been a coordinator for 2 years and had a lot of talent on the offense that I was with in Houston. You know, we went to Washington, took over a team that had struggled, wasn't real high on talent, and went through some tough years and had one pretty successful year there. I felt like after Washington, though, going through a lot of things, I felt extremely battle-tested. You know, it wasn't always fun, but it was a great opportunity. It was a great chance for the one time in my life to be able to coach with my dad, which I would never take back. And even the things that were tough there, I want to take any of that stuff back too, because I feel it's led me to here. I feel like it, you know, some of the things, you know, going to Cleveland the next year, some of the things I noticed that helped me make some tough decisions to move on, to go to Atlanta, and then some of the things that made this place so attractive to me. So I think it's all been part of the process of me just trying to become the best coach that I can become. And everything that I see and that happened in Washington, whether you could perceive it as a positive or negative, it was a positive for me because I believe it really helped me get to where I'm at.
Talk all the time, but now specifically about your players, how you can gauge how they deal with adversity and kind of come through things. Did you learn something about yourself in those years in Washington?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think, and it happens, I think, with younger people more. Like, you don't have those scars yet. You know, there's, well, what are people stressed about? What are they worried about? Everything's fun and easy, and you just go out and do it, and then sometimes you run into something, you're like, man, this isn't so easy. You got to work through some of this stuff. So, and it's not easy when you get like that, but it really challenged me, and some different situations, depending on personnel or whatever it was, that you really had to, you can't just always do what you want to do. You got to figure out ways to do it, figure out ways to help your players. And you have to try that through experiencing it as a coordinator. And I think that's allowed me to do a bunch of different things. And that's why I feel no matter what situation that I go into, I feel confident that I have a chance to succeed. And I don't think you get that way through failing and succeeding. You got to learn from that stuff. And I think that's what's giving me confidence to feel I can handle most things.
So with that said, obviously you want to win every week, but anything extra this week behind
you? Not really. It's know, my first year after I left Washington, I think it was maybe a bigger deal then. And, you know, my first game after leaving Washington was at Washington. So I didn't think I was going to go back there for a while. It was actually our second preseason game at Cleveland. So I've been back to Washington before, and, you know, I played him in Atlanta. And there's a bunch of guys there that we did draft that are still there. That there's a bunch of guys in that building that I'm close to and consider friends. So that's always neat to say hi to those guys you haven't seen in a while. But besides that, it's, you know, this is my third team since there. They've gone through a lot of different things, and there's absolutely nothing personal anymore.
Eric Reed's fully healthy. Is the plan to put him back at that starting strong safety spot, or has Jaquaski asserted himself now to where maybe that's a little bit of a competition to get back in the lineup?
Well, yeah, I think everybody's a competition. You know, it's, you watch how they played on tape, and I thought Eric Reed was playing at a very high level before he got hurt, and that's why we look at everything in practice too. Why Eric's got to be fully healthy, and we feel he gives us the best chance to win, and whatever that group of guys is we have out there, that's what we'll go with. And I think the good thing about all those guys is I do think they're all pretty versatile. Whether you're a strong safety, whether you're a free safety, whether it's nickel or dime, where we can move you into linebacker spots, that I think we got some pretty good safeties and that are, can play them all, and that gives us some options to whatever package we're going against, whatever type of personnel we're going against, and really how healthy all the guys are too.
So that decision will come after 3 days of practice, I would assume.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Couple more. What's Lorenzo Jerome's status? I know he was released, but wasn't at least immediately signed to the practice squad. Kind of, where do you guys stand with him right now?
Jerome's a guy who did help us. We had to make a tough decision. I do think highly of Jerome, and, you know, hopefully he can be back here. You know, we got some other situations we're looking into, but we'll see how that works out. But I'm not totally writing him off at all. You know, a couple things. You know, first, it's always nice to get a veteran in here, especially when you got a pretty young group. But that's not the only reason we would bring him in. I think the strongest asset is that he can play pretty much all the positions back there. You know, he played at a very high level in Cincinnati as an outside corner, you know, being a high draft pick and doing that for a number of years. And he's a very smart player who we've also seen play nickel. He played the safety position, too, with the Giants last year. You know, we've had a bunch of injuries last week, and we got a veteran guy in here who's a great person who works hard, who also can play all the positions and help us wherever we need be. So his versatility really makes him a big asset for us.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks for paying attention to the news, and just any thoughts on what's happening?
I mean, it sounds pretty bad. It sounds like some serious stuff, and our prayers are with those people, and I'm not exactly sure of all the exact information. I just have heard that a lot of people are struggling up there, and you know, I can tell from the smoke and everything down here. I haven't seen a lot on TV. My wife's told me some things, and it sounds like some pretty serious stuff, and our prayers are with those people.
All